This is TWiT.
We sort of gave our view of what we believe. Krita, and also you can tell us how to pronounce that if we get it wrong there. Why don't you go ahead and give us the 30,000-foot view. What is this software and what problems is it solving?
Right now, Krita is created to help people create new images from scratch. So where GIMP is an application you would use if you have a bunch of images and want to edit them or create some graphics for the web or maybe do some collage stuff, Krita is meant to sit down with a blank piece of screen and start painting. Start sketching, develop your sketch into an image, and then develop your image into something that you can use as a book illustration, as a matte painting, as a comic book. So it's really a creative application, and as such, I think it sort of complements GIMP. GIMP will have more filters, we will have more brush, and more tools that make painting easier.
So would this be closer than, I'm trying to think of the commercial world equivalent of it, this would be closer to, I guess, not Illustrator, or would that
no.
be a good...
Illustrator no. is vector stuff.
Okay.
You could say it's closest to Corel Painter, but then Corel Painter is a bit of a special thing because it does all this natural media emulation that many artists think is really unproductive because it's not predictable what you're doing. So we got a huge set of brushes, including all the normal pixel brushes and some really fun brushes to make shapes quickly, to hatch, to simulate hair, stuff like that.
Cool. And so how did... go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So how did this get started, and then how did you get involved?
Well, it got started a long time ago, way back at the Linux Congress, which was a conference in Germany. There was this guy, and KDE had just started. Qt was just out, and he had a hack for GIMP that would make GIMP use Qt file dialogs, and it would look good in a KDE desktop. This was before KDE 1. And then people blew a gasket. How dare you touch our application and make it work with this non-GPL toolkit? Matthias Etter, he was the guy back then. I wasn't even involved. He was like, okay, we can do this. We can do this too. We're making our own image manipulation application. How hard can it be? 6 months later, basically nothing was working. And then another 6 months later, someone else had picked up the project and did some stuff. And then someone else, another 6 months later, was like, how hard can this be? It can't be hard, can it? 6 months and we should have something usable. And that's ended around 2003 when you couldn't even paint. You could load an image and that was it. And at that time, I got a graphics tablet. I was actually writing a novel. And I needed to draw a map for my novel. So I wanted to have a Linux application to draw maps, and I didn't understand GIMP. Well, my fault, not GIMP's fault, but I didn't understand GIMP at all. So what do? You start coding. And after starting my own application, which of course failed in 2 weeks because it's much harder than it looks like, I started looking for applications that were small enough that I could understand them and promising enough that I could believe that it would get somewhere. So I started coding. And it was a huge coincidence, but at the same time, a couple of other people also started coding on Krita. And we just went on from there. A year later, we had a release.